This is an auditing demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 17th of December, 1952. The title is Continued Demonstration, Step 4. This auditing demonstration is 42 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
December 17th. Continuing demonstration of Step 4. All right, now let's mock up. Let's make sure now we got one for each. Every good friend that you had for the last 74 trillion years. And mark them up there 360 degrees all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
Got them?
Yeah.
All right, let's just start picking them up and cramming them in. Hmm. What's the matter?
The first guy in was a caveman.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Got them all?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's mock up all the enemies you've had for the last 74 trillion years.
That's not fun.
That's not fun, huh?
They're there.
They're there. 360 degrees?
Mm-hmm.
Any behind your back?
Come to think of it, there was about a slice like a pie that wasn't that didn't have anything in it.
Isn't that true?
Okay, they're there.
They're there.
Incidentally, the emotion hits pretty strong on this.
It does, huh? All right. Now let's take one of them and make him walk away and just keep walking. Just one of them, any one of them.
Okay.
Let him keep walking and send another one after him.
Okay.
And another one and send them after him.
Okay.
Now let's just get them departing.
Okay.
Get them all shutting off.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of them all? Good. Do you get rid of them all?
Yeah, boy, what a pleasant feeling. Okay.
Okay, now let's mock them all up again in their worst guises, their worst natures. 360 degrees of all the enemies you've had for 360 degrees sphere around you. All the enemies you've had for 74 trillion years.
Okay.
All right, you got them now?
Mm-hmm.
Turn them purple.
Okay.
Turn them blue.
Okay.
Turn them red.
Okay.
Turn them green.
Okay.
Make them shift first to one foot and then the other foot.
Okay. Sounds like a bunch of soldiers marking time.
Oh, yeah? Good. Now, make them about face and be on their way.
Okay.
They on their way?
Yeah.
Good. Mark them all up again.
Okay.
Now, make one of them walk forward towards you and cram him into the body.
Okay.
Another one.
Okay.
Good. Now let's just keep them all coming on in and stuff them all into the body.
Okay.
Now let's rig them all up again.
Okay.
How's that pie slice?
Oh. It comes and goes.
Well, put that particularly full of guys, enemies with weapons in their hands.
Yeah, most of them got weapons in their hands, it is.
Yeah, I know, but let's put those guys in that
Okay.
Now make them look real mean.
Okay.
Turn them purple with rage.
Okay.
Now make them look very sly.
Okay.
Make them all look very sly.
Okay.
All right. Get them walking forward towards you now. A whole lot of them.
Okay.
Crowd them into the body.
Okay.
Got them? Pack them down tight. Got them all?
Yep.
Pack them down real tight. Now let's get that first crew, the last crew of friends that were packed in there, and let's have them leave.
Last crew of friends?
Yeah, we packed a bunch of friends down there.
I thought we sent them out. Okay, I'll mark them up, packed in, sent them out.
All right. You thought we got all those friends sent out?
Yeah, I thought we did, yeah. Okay.
Let's send a whole crew of them out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's send another wave of them out.
Okay.
How far are they going?
Oh, about 5 miles so far. We'll keep on going.
All right. Let's take about 3 more waves of them. Good friends. Get the nostalgia of their leaving. How sad they feel at leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Get them all gone.
Yeah.
All right, mark up another full sphere of enemies.
Okay.
Make them take one step toward you.
Okay.
One step back.
Okay.
Bring them in.
Okay.
Pack them down.
Mm-hmm.
Got them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now that you got all those enemies there, let's mock up all the way around you all the parents you have had on the whole track.
Okay.
Turn them red.
Mm-hmm.
Turn them blue.
Okay.
Have them turn around and walk away.
Okay.
They all walking? Keep them gone, and send after them the last group of enemies.
Mm-hmm.
The next to the last group of enemies.
Okay.
Make them turn purple as they're leaving.
Okay.
And just get rid of the rest of the groups of enemies, just have them keep on walking out.
Okay.
Got them all gone?
All gone.
All right. You got them all gone?
Yeah.
Real good. All right, let's mock up a whole bunch of houses all the way around you. all sorts of descriptions. We want every house in the last 74 trillion years. We want them all.
Okay.
They got them all
here.
All here? All right, send them away.
I have a little trouble pushing things away from behind me.
Oh, yeah?
They go away in front pretty easy, but behind me?
Well, mock up about six more for every one behind you.
Okay.
Is that easier?
No sound out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Turn them blue back there.
Okay.
Turn them orange.
Okay.
Turn them red.
Mm-hmm.
Turn them all yellow, 360 degrees as they're departing.
Okay.
All right, how far are they away from me?
Oh, a mile or so around the sides and in front. Not so far away in back.
Not so far away. What about 20 more back of you? What happened?
I don't know. Just a nervous reflex.
Huh?
I don't know. Oh, on the markup?
No. What happened to you?
I don't know. I just got a muscle jerk.
You want to watch for these. Every once in a while, a line will snap or something of the sort. We finally hit, as we go down this sequence, we only handle those things long enough till we hit one that's a tiny bit different. All right, let's put about 80 more behind you. Naturally, Holmes would always appear at the back. That would be the stuck. Walking away.
I can get a sensation of me going away from them, but them going away from me, no.
Can I get that, huh? Well, all right, put 360 degrees worth of these houses, all the dwellings, everything that you've lived in for 74 trillion years now. Let's put them all up there.
Okay.
Got them all? Mm-hmm. All right, let's take all those in front and stuff them in to the body.
Okay.
Got them all? Stuff them in.
Okay.
Now let's take those that are behind you and stuff them in.
Okay.
What's happening?
The behind ones didn't want to move. They went in.
They went in. Okay. Now let's mock up 360 degrees. Let's mock them all up again. Let's recreate them. Just don't get the other one. Recreate them now.
Okay.
Get them behind you real thick. There are lots of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's turn all of these red.
Mm-hmm.
All of them blue. Mm-hmm. Turn them all white.
Incidentally, these mock-ups don't have much reality. There's just the occasional outline of a house.
Ridge. Okay, that's all right. That's all we want.
They're no confounded weather there.
All right, let's just pick up those that you see and stuff them into the body. Those that you see and stuff them.
You mean the ones I see individually?
Yeah. And the outlines. Making it?
They're pretty good.
Well, create, for everyone there, create two more.
Okay.
Turn them all red and snap them into the body.
I can snap them in a mass, but I can't do it individually. I can kind of run a sweeper on them and pull them in, but to pull them in one by one and see them as individuals coming in, I can't do it.
Well, let's pull them in as a mass.
Okay.
Put them all out there again. Keep those you've got in. Mark them all up again.
Okay, they seem to be farther out this time for some reason or other.
Oh, yeah?
No.
A lot narrower band of them, too.
And let's take them all and turn them red.
Okay.
Turn them blue.
All right.
Turn them natural color. Matter?
They all went brown. They shouldn't at their natural color.
Okay, well, you expect it to happen automatically. Turn them all brown.
Okay.
Bring them all into the mass.
Mm-hmm.
Lock them all up again.
Keeps getting thinner, farther out.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it seems as if they're a couple of miles out there.
Okay. Let's have them all snowed on.
Incidentally, I can see another line of them just beyond. They're awfully, awfully far apart, scattered around.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Let's have them all snowed on.
Snowed on. Okay.
Let's have them all rained on now.
Okay.
Let's have them all blown on.
Okay.
And let's have the sun shining on all of them.
Okay.
Now let's have it be twilight on all of them.
Yeah, okay.
What's the matter?
I'm just fascinated. I can keep seeing houses farther and farther out, more and more lines of them.
Oh, yeah.
Got five of them out there now. Four lines. They're awfully, awfully far apart out there. That's the last bunch.
Yeah, what do you know? We got houses. All right, why don't you put twice as many out there?
Incidentally, for what it's worth, I get a kind of an odd sensation that darn things are stacked up this way, too, in all directions.
There couldn't be any relationship to this and scrambled anchor points. Let's mark up twice as many.
Twice as... okay.
Well, you didn't want to do that?
Yeah, I did it.
Well, let's mark up twice as many again.
Okay.
Let's turn all those red.
Okay.
Let's have night fall on them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have dawn break on them.
All right.
Let's bring them all in and stuff them into the body.
All the different...
everything.
Lines of them out there?
Yeah, yeah, everything. You like those lines, don't you?
Yeah, you get a kick out of them.
Let's bring them all in.
Get them in fairly close, but they don't seem to want to pop in.
Make twice as many.
Okay.
Turn them all red.
Okay.
Turn them all blue. matter?
Kid bewildered being all over.
Hmm?
They've lost their flat orientation to a high degree, and they're all over.
Well. Make your points. Okay. Now let's take all those houses, take a good look at them, and then pick up one house and stuff it in.
All right, they're coming now.
Okay.
They're in.
Good. Pack them all down tight. Make sure that the anchor points are packed down too, tight.
Okay.
Pack them down tighter.
Yeah.
All right, let's mark them all up again, particularly behind your back.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make those behind your back shoot away from you very fast.
Okay.
All right. Now stop their going, turn them around, and make them fly into you very quickly.
Okay.
Stuff all the rest of them in.
Okay.
What happened?
I had a little trouble getting them in, but they kind of got in.
Well, stuff them down real good.
Okay.
Now make one very good-looking house out in front of you. Very good-looking. Change it around till you know it's yours.
No, I know it's mine now.
Okay. Put it behind you.
Okay.
Bring it in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, put it way out from you.
Okay.
Now let the next rank, the last group of houses, go on out and keep going.
Okay.
The next to the last group, just let the houses keep going until you've got them all gone, all waves of houses.
Okay, I'm sort of feeling a relief.
Kind of pent up, are they?
Yeah, so am I.
You feel pent up?
A little bit.
All right, now,
right now.
Inside yourself, without creating them outside, but just create a mass inside, which are all women you've ever known.
Mm-hmm.
Now have them get out and leave. I just keep them going out.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of them?
Yeah, lots of them.
Lots of them. Keep them going. Create lots more now inside yourself and keep them going.
Okay.
Create lots more and keep them going. What's the matter?
Okay.
What happened? What were you going to tell me?
Well, for a little while there was this area, probably 25 yards in diameter, didn't have any women in it. I had to mark them some more and get them coming out.
Okay, now as they left there, reach way out and pat one of them on the head and feel how sweet she is.
Okay.
Feel how nice they all were.
Okay.
All right, inside yourself now, mark up all these friends and start them leaving.
Okay.
Now, following them, just start mocking up houses one after the other, lots of them, and have them leaving.
You dang things aren't going out flat at all like they think they ought to. They're going out in a sphere, more or less.
Houses?
Everything.
Yeah.
Friends, women, what have you, they all go out in a sphere.
Anything wrong with that?
Come to think of it, it makes sense, but... Okay.
Okay. How far have they gone?
Oh, 5-10 miles.
None of them stop. Now walk up a very, very nice house right behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's make it move away with rapidity.
Okay.
Easy to do. Okay, mark up a whole lot of enemies inside yourself and have them leave.
Okay.
Follow that by marking up a whole lot of currency inside yourself and having it leave.
Hey, that's fun. Okay.
Just still leaving?
Sure.
Okay. Let it roll. Let's lock up a whole lot of food inside yourself and let it leave. What happened?
This steak looked good.
Good. Okay, let it leave. You don't mind it?
Was that the pork chop?
Parked out there.
Okay.
All gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's put a point.
Damn it, that steak's still there.
That steak's still there. Well, just create several platters of steak.
Okay.
Oh, let's get them stacked now. Lots of platters of plate on top of platters of plate. Got that?
Okay.
Now get beautiful waitresses carrying each platter of steak.
All right, they're gone.
They're gone. All right. Okay, now one more. Still taste it.
Confoundedly good, yes.
Yeah. Well, we of course go into this. We go into another space station besides this, but I want to test something here. What's the matter?
I just get a kick out of it, that's all.
Okay.
I can really taste that confounded steak for a while.
Let's put a point up in front of yourself.
Eyes open or closed?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
To the stable.
A lot more stable than it was, yes.
A lot more stable than it was?
Pretty stable.
Wow. Well, let's just shoot the moon here. Let's take a look at the inside of your forehead. Two ways to play this. The space station is the safe way.
I'm still getting a lot of purple. I think that's a visio through the normal eyes.
Yeah? Well, just put a beam out against the front of your forehead and shove yourself out the back of your head. If you can find yourself there, you can get that. What do you get when you do that?
Well, it's still uncertainty, but a kind of a hunch that I might be there.
I have a hunch you might be there, huh? Well, let's mock up the body and dress it up in a turban. Put a big feather in front of the turban.
Mm-hmm.
Got that? Okay. Now let's explode the whole thing with a bang of electricity.
Okay, it didn't explode very well. I busted it in two, and I got the halves lying there.
Okay. All right, where the halves are lying, have them get all blown up with electricity.
Is that them too? Okay.
You got it?
Let's take a look there at the back of your head. What's the matter?
I suddenly began to ask myself which direction, and looking at the outside seemed to be easiest.
The outside seemed to be? What do you
mean? Well, I don't know. I just suddenly began to wonder which direction I look at it from, and...
Okay. Let's call it a process.
Okay.
You wouldn't ordinarily do what I just did. Okay, that's simply that. I could have gone down through the rest of the line, but I have sympathy for your appetites. Very patient. And if you'll notice there one point about it, he did have a little bit higher level of frequency. Cover up all these anchor points and do a lot of other things. Now, that is not complete. Not complete.
Give and take.
Complete give and take would be as given. I introduce some randomity in it just to show you this. We don't have to go according to the rule book. And that was played in the direction as to give him minimal chance. If you rigged up all these enemies, for instance, and done nothing more about them, and had them suddenly spring, and so forth, he would have run into a little bit of camp. In other words, we're just keeping on the sunny side of camp all the way through. Now we get through, get a better sense of orientation. That's what we're looking for. Now, how many people in this class have been, how many people in this class have been outside and know it? Just have been outside and know it. That's what we're saying. Let's count. Would you count one?
Two or three more slightly doubtful.
Two or three more doubtful. We have 13 or 14.
Yes.
Or we have got just a little bit over a three.
That's
not good enough, you know.
40%.
You're not working hard enough, that's all. There's been too many lectures here in this period of time. You can blame me. But when we get down to a standard operating procedure, issue 5, you can do it with a great deal more randomity, with a lot less color. I mean by that, a lot less razzle-dazzle I'm doing it. You can do it on the strictly plug-it-out basis. I don't care what you do, as long as you avoid the shuns and just carry through. Why, you're gonna get there with a PC. You'll have some time for auditing after this. But that is because we haven't had time to audit. That is because I haven't done as much auditing here as I should have done. Too many lectures again. Now, you may have at this moment a little more idea of the level of precision demanded. It's sloppy, isn't it? That's the level of precision. Sloppy. You know, if you go out with a Chicago piano loaded to the hilt, and then put 4 more Chicago pianos around it so it fires in all directions, and then get inside and pull a trigger, and your target is a sphere located 5 feet away, you are sure to hit the sphere. Level of precision. Now, the way you make a man fail in standard operating procedures, couldn't this an automated fail very badly? But you're making fat by just getting cans, 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 and then one little win, and then cans, 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 cans. Because the level you find your free clear, he can't hit too many loses. An operating thing can hit loses without much affecting his skill. So you want to get him up there. Otherwise, the roller coaster's around. As I started to say, if you were out in Curlicue, New Jersey, or the other end of the moon or someplace, you take self-analysis all by itself with mock-ups for yourself and do it with the mock-ups in front of you and behind you. And I don't know how long it would take offhand. Maybe, I don't know, 60, 80, 90 hours. You'll get there. Just on that level random. So it's not straining too hard to make sure and be very serious and very careful about the whole deal. Let's just keep him winning and follow SOP issue 5. And follow it as roughly as that. See, I played a game. I did a risk. He said it's more stable than it was. If he'd said it's completely stable, I could, of course, flip that to 2 without much trouble. It's more stable than it was. That really indicated spaciation. Here we go. And you actually would have done it, done spaciation at that point, just gone right on through and done complete spaciation. And if your session was all busted up, by time, you've ended the session, you end another session, you end another session, you would just bring him to a win. It's easy to find wins in this processing, very easy. All the houses lined up out there actually were a win. He suddenly realized that he had sort of an orderly effort to orient them or something of the sort. Or there they sat, they were aligned, it's a funny thing, anchor points, and there the darn houses were. I don't know, how'd you feel about that?
I can't correlate it with an anchor point. And that's the one thing I have trouble finding. Where do you get the connection? To me, they're houses, period.
They're houses, period, that's right. But it's funny, they all lined up. The only mock-up that lined up. We don't have to get a connection. Nobody asked the preacher to think or evaluate. I'm doing that for your own benefit. And don't look at a preacher and expect that he's going to thank you tremendously and depend on him for a license to survive, because this immediately tells you that you're not cause. It's an inevitable fact that you can make not only a theta clear, but an operating theta. And you start operating with a postulate of whatever level you're going to hit or whatever you're going to do. And then you just go ahead and do it. No automaticity to amount to anything. All the automaticity you need is in the organization of this subject. Boy, it's cut down up there at least about C on that cone I was showing you last night. And your level of precision can be even sloppier than this level if you just follow those steps. But if you think it's terribly serious and it's terribly important and it's terribly this and it's terribly that, the strain will tell, not necessarily on the free clear, but you. Now, when you audit, don't worry about consequences too much, because sooner or later, in using any of the steps, you're going to hit a win. And leave him in a win and keep him winning. Because winning goes upscale and losing goes downscale. That's all you need. And you start going upscale on wins and you get automatically up into the energy band. You get right on up into the being band. That's all. You keep winning. And you as an auditor make sure that with your pre-clears you win. That's the only thing that you want to do. and that will make you a better and better and better auditor. And then one fine day, you walk down the street, and you say, now that's a fine-looking man. He ought to be a Theta Clear. Pop. Now, how do you feel, you say, Theta Wise? The fellow said, well, imagine me being here. You say, well, you imagine it. You want? And walk on down the street. Oh, wait a minute. You say you were thinking at the time of so-and-so-and-so-and-so, and you say, that's right, that's right. Says, well, the last thing that I was going to do before I got into the spiral is I knew a little Thetan, cute little thing, up on Ganymede in the upper constellation of the Swan. And goodbye. Thank you. We talk about healing at a distance. Don't you worry about healing at a distance because you can heal instantaneously up close. If you heal instantaneously up close, Lord knows what will happen. But again, it isn't an automatic process. It's because you be the thing and be it perfectly. Simple, isn't it? Just be it, and then be it perfectly, and then be something else. Don't go on being it. It wins then, too, and you stay upscale. Okay, that's it, and we'll have a few more demonstrations of these principles.